All right, so I'm one of those people who has a very open mind when it comes to matters of energy and climate change and all the rest of it. Or at least I was one of those people that had a very open mind until I saw the overt effort on the part of these climate changers to silence any opposition, any viewpoints that don't agree 100%. You know, if I'm not Leonardo DiCaprio, I'm not allowed to talk. And now it's become a much more serious problem because now there are attorney generals in this country, Democrats for the most part, who are so eager to protect this climate agenda that they will use the power of their office to go after anyone who disagrees with them. So we have invited on the program today Chaim Mandelbaum, or Mandelbaum. He is with the Energy and Environment Legal Institute. And did I get the pronunciation right? Is it Mandelbaum or Mandelbaum?
Mandelbaum.
Okay. I have an uncle whose last name is Mandelbaum, so I'm probably going to call you that three more times. You'll forgive me.
That's fine.
Charge it to my head and not my heart. But, I'm fascinated. First of all, I'm fascinated with your organization. My producer knew all about you. I wish I'd have known earlier what the Energy and Environmental Legal Institute is about. What is it that you guys do besides research?
Well, first let me say thank you very much for having me on the program.
Okay.
What the organization does is transparency, work, and education. We use the Freedom of Information Act and we use state public records laws to try and pry out from government officials the information they don't want the public to have, mm-hmm. and we try and put it out there for the public to see.
So you're smoking them out.
That's the goal, and that's how we've gotten the information about this, about the attorney generals here. I mean, through public records requests, we've gotten documents showing their efforts to use that laws, anti-racketeering laws, laws designed to help shut down the mafia back in the 70s, to attack, to investigate anybody who wants to disagree with the president's, you know, green agenda.
So have they actually, like, formally come together, these 17 Democratic attorneys general?
Yeah, they have.
Ugh.
And they came together back in March to have, you know, private meetings. They came together along with Al Gore, led by New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman.
No surprise there. Yeah, no surprise
and
there.
This is, in the end, this was really his idea. He brought them all together to threaten investigation, to say that they were going to use these laws to go after people. And they put together an agreement, what's called the Common Interest Agreement, that said they would share information, that they would hold, that they would all begin investigations in order to go after anybody who dissented or disagreed. And some of them started, but most of them realized what a bad idea this was after the negative publicity and backed off.
Hmm.
But at least one began sending out subpoenas, not only to big companies, but also to think tanks and individuals. Fortunately, some of those think tanks and individuals managed to get good attorneys who fought back.
Unbelievable. And I mean, we're talking about actual documentation of them scheming to punish people just for having a different opinion, and some of it based on scientific fact.
Exactly.
It's scary what we've come to and how we need to have, institutes like yours just so that the public is aware of what's going on. I mean, attorney generals' jobs is to protect the people they serve, not to go after them.
Exactly. I mean, they want to use their office in order to promote this, you know, political agenda, not to serve the law, not to protect the public. They don't care about, you know, preserving the First Amendment's rights in this situation. What they care about is this, you know, political agenda that they want to push.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you look at it, you've got some major players in the international scene that have chimed in, including the Pope, and, made out this sort of desperate need for us all to embrace the science of climate change or global warming or energy. You know, they change it every time, you know, they come up against too many facts. And it's very hard for me to even have a conversation about this with people who have been brainwashed by the media.
Exactly. I mean, they keep telling us that this is an imminent disaster, this is an imminent disaster, and every time the disaster doesn't occur, somehow the imminent disaster is just put off and it's still on the horizon. And yet they keep saying that we need to invest all of this money, that we need to use all of these resources in order to deal with this problem. They told us that when the Congress didn't pass the law back at the beginning of the Obama administration, it was going to be an immense disaster. And yet the immense disaster never occurred, and yet the refrain never changed. The immense disaster is always just on the horizon.
Now, obviously, these attorney generals do answer to the Department of Justice and ultimately to the Loretta Lynch's office. No, they have no problem with this. Is this part of their agenda?
Well, no. These don't work for the United States government. These all work for the individual states.
But they don't have to answer to the Department of Justice? I mean, I thought that was the final arbiter in everything.
No, these are each state officer.
Okay.
They're supposed to uphold the law in their own states. They don't work for the federal government. People like Eric Schneiderman, the Attorney General of New York, are technically the highest authority of law in their own state. Mm. Their job is to protect the public using their state laws, not to get involved in national controversies or start persecuting people.
Well,
I mean, that's what's really scary about this.
Mm-hmm.
People have the power of the police state to go after people, and that's what they want to do.
Now, is it easy to get documents through the Freedom of Information Act from an attorney general in any given state?
Well, it's supposed to be, but we found that when you're not someone they like, it's often not.
Mm.
The theory of the laws in every state are neutral. I mean, and they're called different things in different states, whether the Freedom of Information Act, Public Records Act, Open Records Act. But they're supposed to be neutral, and they say that anyone who asks for documents that are public records is supposed to get them.
Mm-hmm.
But my organization has had to fight and has had to litigate numerous times in order to get attorney generals to turn over documents. We're in litigation in New York. We're in litigation in Vermont. We're in litigation in Rhode Island right now, because attorney generals want to keep things secret that ought to be provided to the public.
Hmm. And the attorney generals who have signed on are, of course, California. We knew that. Connecticut, Washington, Massachusetts, Illinois, Maryland, Maine, Minnesota, New Hampshire, New Mexico, New York, Oregon, Rhode Island, Virginia, Vermont, as well as the District of Columbia and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Probably would have been easier to read those who didn't sign on.
I know. And the interesting thing is it's all Democratic attorney generals.
Yeah.
I mean, they couldn't find any Republican attorney generals to do it.
Mm.
Instead, Republican attorney generals, and even some Democratic attorney generals, have criticized them, not to mention other legal scholars who have criticized them for this, who recognize that this is a completely improper use of their powers.
What about, committees within the House and the Senate? I mean, obviously, guys like Lamar Smith, who's the chairman of the Space and Technology Committee, he must be wondering and either encouraging, work like yours or looking for answers from organizations like yours.
Well, we don't work with the House Committee. I mean, we have nothing to do with them, but I certainly understand that they're looking into this themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I know they've sent out subpoenas that attorney generals like Eric Schneiderman have just completely ignored because they feel that, they're above the law when it comes to things like this. They are somehow doing something higher than the law, and so the law doesn't apply to them. But I know that that's a fight that's going on, even though we're not involved with it. You know, we certainly hope that, people like Congressman Smith, hold, these attorney generals' feet to the fire and actually make them follow the law.
Yeah. Well, it's Schneiderman and the other, probably one of the more notorious ones out there is Maura Healey, the Massachusetts Attorney General. Just guessing.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And she's one of the few who, even after all of this, it still seems determined to launch, unnecessary investigations, waste state money, and put people through the ringer in order to try and force them into silence or force them into dropping claims about the truth, or force them into just not raising issues out of the fear that, their time and their money will be wasted, when they have to be pitted against the power of an entire state and an entire state agency.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard for an individual to contemplate having to deal with that when you're being dragged in before, you know, dozens or hundreds of other attorneys all working against you, and you're just one person.
Yeah, and there, and the and for what it feels like is the state is waging war on you, on you, just in support of this administration's agenda, which, by the way, come November and then January could be completely different. I guess they're really under a lot of pressure to get as much done as possible.
Oh, they're under a lot. They're under tremendous pressure to do that. Mm-hmm. I mean, they clearly want to, you know, squeeze every last drop out now.
Mm. Unbelievable. Well, thank you so much for coming on board today, Chaim Mandelbaum. He is with the Energy and Environmental Legal Institute. If you want more information, go to their website. It's eelegal.org, and support their efforts. You know, these are the groups that are out there doing the exposing, the smoking out of all the bad guys, and they can't do it without our help. Thanks so much for coming on board today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Appreciate it.